Do any of you guys want to talk about it?
I don't know what there is to say. I'm happy, and I really am, but I saw it happen. There's no way he could have survived his wounds.
You think this is a trick?
I don't know. I want to be hopeful. I didn't sense anything on him, not even a little bit. He's human.
Then that means it's really him. Maybe this is a good thing.
I don't know, guys, but this all seems pretty crazy to me.
I'm sure it's more than your little brain can handle.
Hey!
Celia, leave Vernon alone.
Hey, Tully, anything yet?
Augustin, Octavian, and your father are still in there with him. As far as we know, it's him. He even has his relic.
He has Excalibur!
Yeah, and he even has all his ID cards and everything.
Augustin is still suspicious of him, though.
Why's that?
Think about it. Him suddenly deciding to come back in the middle of this? Why here? Why now? This couldn't have been his only option. There are gates all over the world he could have just walked through if he was trapped on the other side. Why all the theatrics?
He told me he knows where Jameson is. Has he mentioned that at all?
A little, but don't you start thinking that Augustin is going to let you in.
Why not? I'm the reason Jameson is in trouble. I need to be able to do something.
You will not be taking part because the plan for you for going home hasn't changed. No need to worry. Octavian and his squad are going to take over the investigation with your father. You are all coming back to headquarters with me. Best get your bags packed. We're leaving.
Sammy? Sammy!
What?
I'm sorry that things turned out this way. I know this isn't how you wanted this to go.
It's okay. It was dumb of me to think this could work. I should have just did what Augustin said from the beginning and stayed home.
I don't think it was dumb.
You don't?
Of course. Sure, things didn't go exactly as planned, but your heart was in the right place. You love your brother.
Thanks.
Hey there, fellas. Your boss sent me to let you know he's almost ready.
Oh, so you work for Augustin now. Did he pay you more than my dad?
What? No! He asked me, and I wanted to be polite. It's totally not because he can kill me in an instant.
Fair. One swing of that fancy new sword of his and you're a goner.
New sword? He found another one?
Yeah, some kind of fancy Japanese blade.
How many weapons does one guy need?
You know him. He also has to give it a test run before he gives it to a hunter. Couldn't wait to show it off to me and Melly after our last mission.
You keep calling that scary girl that.
What?
Melanie! You keep calling her Melly. She doesn't seem the type to like nicknames. I feel like she would gut me if I called her that.
Oh, that's because she will. There are very few people that she'll let call her that. Me and Melly have known each other for years. We were in the same graduating class in the academy. 4 years in the same class, you really get to know people. Anybody that graduated with us calls her that.
That guy called her that too. Did he graduate with you too?
No. He's a little older. I hadn't really thought about it that much. Melanie was really close with him. Maybe that's why.
I see now. Young love in its finest.
What? What are you talking about?
I mean, it's just a hunch, but it would make sense. Not only does he call her an almost forbidden nickname, she's got her own nickname for him too. You both heard her call him Z, didn't you?
Yeah, so?
Does she have any nicknames for the rest of you guys?
No. She said specifically that nicknames were unprofessional for the work environment. Oh my god, she's totally into him!
I'd never really thought about it like that.
Well, kiddo, I'm sorry to say, but it appears you have some competition now.
Competition? For what?
For young Melanie's heart, of course. With Zack being back, getting her affection won't be as easy.
What? No way! That's not a thing. Why do people keep saying that?
It's not. I could have sworn you guys were a thing.
Like that'll ever happen!
Me and Melanie are not a thing whatsoever. We're just good friends. Plus, I really don't think I'm her type.
Well, can't be right all the time.
Thank you for all your help, Veronica. Me and Poppy can take our stuff from here.
It's no problem at all. But it's a shame you have to leave so soon. You all better come back and visit.
Yeah, you totally have to. I've never seen anyone get along with Hera like you, Poppy.
Thank you. Please tell her I said goodbye.
Poppy! Come on! Come on, let's go play!
Oh, Hera, I'm sorry, but I can't.
Why not?
I'm going home.
You're leaving?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to come back?
I hope to.
Okay. Then, let's play more when you get back!
For sure.
That went easier than I expected.
Nice of you two to join us.
Where's Augustin?
I imagine he's still interrogating Zack.
Simeon, I'm sorry things turned out like this. I'm sure Jameson's okay.
Thanks, Anzo. I just wish I could have done more.
Believe me, you've done enough. I think what's best for you is to go home. You're safer there.
I guess.
All right, everyone. Get your goodbyes in order. We'll be leaving momentarily. Melanie, we'll be taking your car home. You'll drive.
Yes, sir.
It was really nice seeing you again, Mom.
It was. You should come around more often.
I think I will. Tell Nancy I said goodbye.
Of course.
I'm sorry.
For what, dear?
For failing you, for failing Jameson. I was onto something. I really was, but then suddenly it was all gone.
Oh, sweetheart, you've done plenty. You haven't failed anyone. All right, I understand how important this is to you, but I agree with Augustin. It's safer for you to be there with him.
I know, I just...
Simeon!
Octavian.
I'm glad I could catch you before you left. Since my team and I are taking over the investigation, I want to know everything you found out in your time here.
I don't think so. Anything that isn't common knowledge already, you can talk to Trevor.
Trevor is the crazy one, right?
I wouldn't put it exactly that way, but yes. Go easy on him, though. He's skittish.
Thank you. That's useful. Don't worry, Simeon. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Thank you.
Move it, Simeon. We're leaving.
Coming.
Let's go over this one last time. Name?
Zachary Oliver Driscoll.
Age?
24.
Birthday?
October 4th, 1996.
Parents' names?
Richard and Amelia Driscoll. Was that enough this time, or are we going to do this another 20 times?
Let's just get down to business then. Where have you been the last 2 years?
Trapped in Archaeonic Realm.
What were you doing there?
Didn't I tell you I was trapped?
Let me rephrase that then. What were you doing while you were there?
Surviving. Folks aren't too friendly to humans around those parts.
What made you decide to come back now?
I didn't just choose to come back. Unlike here, they don't have a map for where the gates are over there. I spent most of my time there wandering to find a way back.
I think the important question is, if you are so human, how in the world did you reach out to Simeon in his dreams? Last time I checked, that isn't something that humans can do.
Archaeons can?
Some of them. We're a pretty diverse crowd.
I had help. An Archaeon sympathetic to my plight. She would send messages from me to Simeon. They were only messages until Simeon replied.
Replied?
The last message I sent to him, he actually spoke back to me. That never happened before.
It appears my son is full of surprises. Speaking of Simeon, please explain the stone situation. Why did you need his blood to cross over?
Your son is half Archaeon, isn't he?
How do you know that?
Augustine told me. Kind of warning before putting him in my squad. Regardless, You know the High Order's working theory on halflings and the walls.
That they can tear down walls between our worlds?
Yes. It's not entirely proven, but there is some truth to it. Your son's blood on that tower ripped a hole big enough for me to come through.
How did you know that would work?
I didn't.
Extraordinary.
Where is Simeon anyway? I promised him that I would show him where Jameson is.
Simeon's not here anymore. You're going to be giving us that information.
What do you mean? Where is he?
Simeon is going back to the League with Augustin. It'll be much safer for him there.
We'll see about that.
What does that mean?
You guys have made a lot of noise in this tiny town. The Order knows you're here. They know he's here. They've made their move. He won't be able to make it out of this town.
Melanie, why have we stopped? What's going on?
Sir, there's a police blockade at the edge of town.
What? Let me see what this is. You all stay in the car.
Hello? Hello? Anyone?
Is everything all right, Sheriff?
Sir, you're from the paranormal agency, right? Maybe you can help me out.
What's going on?
I'm not exactly sure, but it definitely isn't normal. Check this out. You see? It's like some kind of invisible barrier has been put up.
Is there any way around it?
That's the thing. It goes around the whole town. I've been driving around for hours trying to find an opening. There isn't one.
So it's some kind of fancy force field?
It appears to be. Someone doesn't want us leaving.
What did I say about staying in the car?
Don't worry, we aren't going anywhere. Clearly.
Are we trapped?
Only temporarily. Let me call Sylvie, and I'll have her send some agents with the proper equipment to get this thing down. What in the world?
That's just it, sir. I've been trying to contact police stations across the county for assistance. No outgoing calls are going through.
So we're trapped.
Seems like it.
Jesus!
Young man, please don't touch that. We don't know what it is yet.
What are we gonna do?
It appears we're going back to Harrigold House. Don't get too excited. You won't be leaving that house until this mess is over. Consider yourselves under house arrest.
Archeon, Episode 4, Union.
You guys came back.
What are you guys doing here? Is everything all right?
No, it appears not. We are essentially trapped.
Trapped? What do you mean, trapped?
Big force field. It goes around the whole town. Pretty scary stuff. Don't touch it. I learned that the hard way. It's very zappy.
You're back.
You don't seem surprised.
Let's just say our special guest foresaw this.
Foresaw this? What do you mean he foresaw this?
Beyond what you might believe. I didn't spend my whole time there stumbling around.
What is he doing outside of the interrogation room?
Uh-huh. Interrogation room. Last time I checked, that was my sewing room.
He checks out, sir. No reason to believe he isn't what he says he is.
Really?
You didn't believe me? You should have had more faith in me, Simeon.
Sorry, it's a little difficult.
You saw me die? I know. It's okay.
Well, if you are who you say you are, you have a lot of explaining to do.
Well, if that's the case, you all might want to sit down. This might take a while.
I'd start with where you've been, and what you've been doing for the last 2 years.
Well, Simeon's original observation wasn't that far off. I was dying. The Archeon had managed to drag me through and was going in for the kill. They almost did, if he hadn't stepped in.
He? Who is he?
An Archeon. His name was Valus. He fought them off and brought me to where he and his sister lived. They helped me recover.
Why would a pair of Archeons help you?
Because maybe they're decent people.
Yes, but harboring humans is a major crime under the High Order. The punishment is severe.
They knew the risks, but they did it anyway. I don't know why. Maybe it gave them hope. Hope for freedom. It didn't last, though. The High Order found us.
What happened?
I don't know, but they found us. I hadn't recovered yet, so I couldn't fight back. They took all three of us.
They're supposed to kill any human found in the Archeonic realm. How did you survive?
They knew who I was. What I was. They had plans for me. They took all three of us to what must have been a laboratory of sorts. It was run by this awful Archeon. His name was...
Ezradel.
Yes, that's it.
Hohenheim. You know him.
He's a High Order member. He's pretty high ranking. He's been around since the fall of King Nost. He's in charge of science and research for the Order.
He's some pretty scary stuff. Wish I could say I had the pleasure of not knowing him.
How do you know him?
I'd love to say I have a clean slate, but when you're starving, you take the work you can get.
You used to work for him?
Nothing I'm necessarily proud of. I've tried to distance myself from it. I don't really want to talk about it. Please, continue your story.
We were given to him to be experimented on. They were working on something new. Operation Union.
Union, that's right. What does Union mean?
Right. Operation Union was... It was... It... I can't remember.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I am. Sorry. I must not be as recovered as I thought. To be honest, I don't remember much about what happened. A lot of it is very cloudy. The last thing I remember being there is Valus helping me escape.
He helped you escape? What happened to him?
He was recaptured. As far as I know, he and his sister are still there.
How did you start reaching out to me?
After I escaped, I spent months trying to find a way back. No one keeps tracks of the gates over there like we do over here. I didn't know where to go. I hid amongst them as best as I could for months. I was found eventually, but fortunately it was by the right people.
More helpful Archeons?
Yes. We never exchanged names, but she helped me find home. She was able to reach out into the human world without crossing the barrier. Through the subconscious. Dreams.
There are Archeon that can do that?
Well, with the Archeon species being so diverse, it can be hard to state what exactly an Archeon is or isn't capable of doing. In some folklore...
Most mythological creatures are tied to Archeonic activity in the past. Myths about beasts that can affect dreams aren't too uncommon, such as the German Alp and the Japanese Baku.
Right. Thank you, Octavian.
That's some Nightmare on Elm Street type stuff. That's freaky.
I don't know what she was. All that matters is that she could do it. She was old, so her powers could only reach only so far, and only to the most susceptible of people.
Trevor.
Exactly. Trevor was the only one she could reach, who I could send my message to. But suddenly, out of nowhere, a faint signal started to appear while speaking to Trevor. It was faint at first, a mere silhouette in the dreamscape she created. It didn't take long, however, until I could finally make out their face. It was my old squad mate. It was Simeon Harrigold. I could finally hear him too.
You alright, Simeon? You look like you're gonna be sick.
Yes, me. What's wrong?
That's the mom. It's my brother. He's disappeared.
I knew that if I could reach out to you, I could finally return. I'm sorry. You have to understand, you were my only way back home.
But why the secrecy? The disguise? Why not just tell me who you were?
An honest question. Unfortunately, there came some risks with my subconscious adventures. Anyone with my new friend's abilities could pick up my messages. If I was found out, who knows what the consequences would be. I could be sent straight back to Ezradel. I apologize for misleading you.
I'll be completely honest with you, this is all pretty hard to take in, but I forgive you.
Thank you.
One final question. How do you know where Jameson is? why did you withhold it from Simeon until he helped you?
I'll admit to some selfishness in this case. I wanted to ensure my way back home. As to how I know where Jameson is, I did a lot of my own reconnaissance of the Archaeonic realm, hoping to find a possible other way back home. Sooner or later, I came across information of a prisoner, one with a familiar name, Jameson Harrygold.
Do you know anything about what they've done to him?
Nothing as far as I know. All I know is that he's under Ezradale's care.
That is concerning.
I was hoping to get Simeon here silently so we could do this without garnering attention. That changed, however, when Augustine came in with the cavalry. They noticed and now we're stuck.
What were you expecting to do? Take on the High Order, just the five of you? You aren't as smart as I thought you were, Zack.
I see now that I was mistaken, I'll admit. I was desperate. I'll make up for that, I promise.
And just how exactly do you plan to do that?
I won't rest until Jameson's home, safe and sound.
Where is he?
No, I know Zack promised you this, Simeon. But I feel it is too dangerous for that information to be given to you.
What? Why not?
Because you aren't coming with us. And given your current track record, there's no promising you'll stay behind willingly.
You didn't seem so against me running off here when I got here.
That was before I knew the risk involved. This goes way deeper than I thought. I was mistaken in hiring Urzon. I put him in way over his skill level.
Not true.
Hey, Octavian, Mr. Hohenheim. Tully wanted me to tell you guys that we've gathered all we need for our trip. We're just waiting for you guys.
Thank you, Vernon.
Yeah, no problem. Why are the kids back?
Don't worry about it, Vernon. Let's just wait in the back with the others.
Yeah, for sure.
You guys are leaving now?
Yes. The longer we wait, the more dangerous the situation becomes. We are aware of his location, so we are making our move. Are you ready, Zack?
Yes, I am.
Go wait with the others. I'd like to speak with my son for a moment before we leave.
Yes, sir.
Simeon.
What?
I want you to promise me that you won't try to follow us.
I just...
Promise me.
Yes, I promise. Promise me you'll get him back safe.
I promise.
Don't you worry, sir. I'll keep my eyes on him. He won't be going anywhere.
That's what I'm worried about.
You know, that really hurts.
If you excuse me, I'll be spending my time here investigating the circumstances behind the field around town. I'm going to try and make a call. You four are free to do whatever you please. I better not hear one of you leave this house.
Is everyone good to go?
Yes, I believe so. Zack?
I'm ready to lead the way.
Where exactly are we going?
Feel free to fill them in, Zack.
Jameson is being held in the Archaeon realm. No surprises there. He's being kept in a hidden safe house not far from the other side of the Steamwood Gate.
There's a gate here in town?
It's supposed to be a secret.
There will be some security, but it shouldn't be too heavy. They're trying to keep the place hidden. We take them out and we should be able to sneak Jameson out.
Do we have to worry about this Ezradale guy being there?
Doubt it. He's not the kind to hang around anything that aren't one of his playthings. If he's there, we'll change our plans accordingly.
As much as I'd like to have this completely planned out, we're running out of time. We'll play this by ear. Let's get moving.
Mr. Hohenheim?
What is it?
We all have our weapons, but you're unarmed. I was just wondering how you were going to help fight.
Vernon!
What? I'm just curious.
You forget, young man, that I'm not human like you. I don't need magic objects to have power. I make my own.
Whoa! He shot electricity out of his hand!
Yes, yes, very cool. We are working with very little time here. We need to get a move on.
Yes. Take the lead, Zack.
Right. Follow me.
Checkmate. I win again.
What? Ugh, I hate this game. Why am I even playing this?
This is like the fifth game, Vic. Maybe you just aren't that good at chess.
I am incredibly offended by that. I know how to play friggin' chess.
Bet I can beat you again.
Oh, it's on, Grandma.
Enzo finally took Hara to bed. I'll be honest, I've had enough playtime to last me for a long time.
It's really kind of you to spend so much time with her. She seems to have really taken a liking to you.
She's a real sweetheart. I just wish I had the energy she does. Makes me feel old and I'm only 18.
You can't make that move, Victor. That's against the rules.
What do you mean?
I thought you knew how to play this game.
I do. It's just been a while.
Can't make that move either.
What?
Hey, Melanie.
Hmm? What is it?
I don't think I ever asked you what you thought about the Zack situation.
I don't know. What do you want to know?
I mean, how do you feel? You guys were pretty close, weren't you? I'm sure you're pretty happy about it all.
I'm not sure. He was dead at least 2 years, at least to us. I mourned him, dealt with my grief, and moved on. Now that he's back, I don't know. I want to be happy, I really do, but I'm at a loss. It almost doesn't feel real. Almost like a dream.
I can understand that. It feels like I'm in one of my dreams, but I know I'm not.
I'll probably come round to it. It's just a lot to take in. I'd gladly have him back.
Yeah, things can go back to normal.
Do you think we'll get the old squad back together after this is all over?
Poppy!
Was it something I said?
Of course it was something you said, moron!
I'm sorry?
Right, I'll go check on her. Oh, sorry, Catherine.
Melanie.
What are you doing here?
Augustine asked me to come. We're trying to figure what's going on around town.
Have you figured out anything?
Nothing yet. Augustine wants you helping us, Melanie. He says you're pretty smart.
Well, thank you, but...
It's okay, Melanie. Go ahead. I'll talk to her.
Are you sure?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
Right this way.
Checkmate.
No way!
Everything all right?
Yeah. Totally. I'm completely fine.
You're standing outside in the middle of a 30-degree fall Vermont night without a coat on. If that doesn't scream, I'm not okay, I don't know what will. Speaking of without a coat, I brought yours.
Thank you.
So, what's going on?
Do you know why I joined the League originally?
No, why?
When I was really little, like 6 or 7, I was possessed by an Archeon.
You were?
Yeah, it was pretty bad. My family didn't help much. They're really religious, especially superstitious. They tried to hire an exorcist.
No, that doesn't work.
I know. It ended pretty badly. Luckily, they eventually got the League involved. They saved me.
So the League became like a hero for you?
Yeah, in a way. More than anything, I wanted to join the League so no one would have to go through what I did. The truth of the matter, though, is I don't think I'm cut out for this.
What are you talking about?
I feel like such dead weight around you guys. I'm so much younger than you guys with, like, zero experience.
So, that's what it is. You feel like you don't belong. Are you ready for me to tell you how you're wrong yet?
No. That's not it. I know, I'm just starting out and have room to grow. What's bothering me isn't that. What's bothering me is losing you guys.
What? Why in the world would you lose us?
After what happened with me and my family, they never really treated me the same way again. We grew distant, almost like they were scared of what I was then and couldn't look past that. I joined the League to protect others, but I also left to get away from all that back home. When I came to the League, I was at my lowest point. Sure, I gave that bubbly and happy persona, but that wasn't really me. I was hurt, scared to let anyone in, afraid to be hurt by someone again. I did all my 4 years in the academy like that, but then I met you guys. You guys forced me to get to know you guys, get comfortable. Soon that persona I put on started to become real. You guys became my family when my real one wasn't there.
Wow. I had no idea.
I guess my thing is, now that Zach is back, you guys won't need me anymore.
Yeah, okay. That's never happening.
How do you know that?
I doubt Zach is going to want to go back into the field after being in the Archeon realm for 2 years. Heck, even if he wants to, Augustine would never let him. Who knows what being there all that time has done to him.
But Victor said...
Oh, forget what Victor said. He means well, but always says the first thing that pops into his head. You're irreplaceable. Trust me.
Thanks. I appreciate you a lot, you know. I've never had an older brother before, but if I did, I'd want him to be like you.
What? No, you don't. I'm no big deal or anything.
Sure you are. You know, Melanie told me about how you blame yourself for what happened to Zach.
Oh, she did she? What else did she say?
Oh, the usual. Reckless behavior, self-endangerment, and the like. She's worried you'll get yourself killed.
Who knows? Maybe I will.
Simeon, don't say stuff like that.
Sorry. I don't mean it. I don't want anyone else getting hurt because of me.
If that's the case, why did you bring us with you? You don't want anyone hurt. This isn't a mission. You didn't have to bring us. If you're so protective, why bring your friends into danger? I think I know why.
Oh yeah? Why is that?
You talk big talk about protecting everyone, but you don't want to be lonely. You want to push others away to save them, but can't stand the thought of actually being alone.
That's pretty astute of you. I'm sorry if you and the others feel like I'm using you guys for my own needs and emotions.
I don't feel used. I know you care about our well-being. Victor loves you. He'd do anything for you. Melanie cares a lot more than you think. She hides it pretty well. You're a good brother, you know? I doubt my siblings would go this far to save me.
That means a lot. Thanks. I just hope he's okay.
We all do. Who's calling you?
I don't know. I don't recognize this number at all. Hello?
Simeon? Hi! It's me, Ruby.
Ruby?
The waitress?
Yeah, it's me. I see you got Jameson's notes.
Yes, I did. You know something about all this?
Of course I know, idiot. Sorry about that. If you want to know the truth, meet me at the coordinates on the note.
I don't know if I can.
What do you mean?
I'm kind of not supposed to leave the house.
How old are you? 5? Sneak out. I'm sure you can find a way.
Why can't you just tell me now?
Is it really not that obvious? There's no telling whether or not they are listening to this conversation.
The High Order?
No, Herbert Hoover. Yes, the High Order. Besides, it'll be easier to show you than just tell you. Just make sure you come alone.
Okay, I'll try to make it there.
Okay, great. See you in 20 minutes.
That was a, interesting conversation.
How am I gonna get there in 20 minutes, let alone leave here at all?
You heard her. Sneak out.
How am I gonna do that?
Just go, I'll cover for you.
You will? Thank you. Tell Augustine I'm throwing a tantrum in my room or something. I'm sure he'll believe that.
Yeah, I'll think of something. Get going.
Thanks again.
Go.
Steamwood Church? Why would she want to meet me here?
What are you doing out here, young man? I thought I told you not to leave the house.
Sir,
It's me. I'm just messing with you.
What is wrong with you?
You should have seen your face. You were absolutely terrified.
What are you doing here?
My job. Your father hired me for a reason.
I don't care what he hired you to do. You can stay, just don't get in my way.
Jeez, fine. I won't.
Simeon, you actually came.
Of course I did. You told me you had answers about what happened to my brother, about whatever Operation Union is.
I thought I told you to come alone.
I was alone. This guy followed me.
Go! Let me go!
I hope we can trust you. I would hate to have to kill you. Do you trust this man, Simeon?
Yeah, I do. You can put him down.
Good enough for me. Follow me.
You hesitated. She could have ripped me in half. She's stronger than she looks.
She didn't, though. You're gonna be fine. It's odd, though. This doesn't seem like her at all.
Let's go figure out what she wants to show us. I'm sure it'll make sense.
You're probably right. Let's see where she's going.
Yes, come in. Catherine, it's nice to see you again. I hope you're doing well.
Veronica, I'm doing just fine.
I hope, Catherine, that you were able to bring what I requested.
Yes, here it is. A map of Steamwood.
Wonderful. Now, let's see what we're working with. Don't be afraid to provide your input, Melanie.
Yes, sir.
This is the radius of the field keeping us in. It surrounds the whole town. What could be causing it?
Some sort of arcane magic, I presume.
As would I. But I've never seen anything quite like this before.
Neither have I.
Wait a second.
What is it, Miss Reeves? Do you notice something?
The town itself is a circle, but it's almost like there are layers to it. The outer layer is the town itself, the middle layer is the forest, and the middle of the circle is Harrogold House.
Well, yes. This town was purposely built like this.
What do you mean?
This town was built over 100 years ago by the League, with this house at the center as a haven for Lost Archeon. This place existed a long time before Veronica was in charge.
It did?
Well, yes. This place became Harrogold House once I had Simeon.
We had her family put here in order to protect him. Hidden from prying eyes.
So Simeon really was watched over his whole life?
I wish it wasn't that way, but yes. He yearns for a normal life. However, his lineage does not provide him that comfort.
We tried to give him as normal of a childhood as we could. We weren't always successful, but we tried our best.
Either way, what do you think this has to do with the field around town?
Right. I have a theory. I need to bring someone in. Veronica, is Trevor still here?
He should be. Do you want me to get him?
That would be most helpful.
All right. Is everything all right?
I sure hope so. I just want to clear something up.
Okay. I'll go get him.
Jeez! It's like this place hasn't been cleaned in forever. There's dust everywhere.
Well, this place has been abandoned for as long as I can remember. What are we even doing here?
This is what we're here for.
What is that?
What's what? I don't see anything.
You don't see the weird light floating in the middle of the room?
Humans and Archeon can't see it. Only halflings can.
Halflings? You can see it too. You're...
We're running out of time. I promise I'll explain everything in time.
Fine. What is it then?
A tear between worlds.
A gate?
Not exactly. It's more like a crack. Nothing can pass through.
Why are you showing me this?
I want you to open it.
What? Me? Why me?
Same reason Ezradel wants you. You're the key to the walls between our worlds.
You know Ezradel.
Ezradel made me who I am.
He made you?
Yes. If you want to find out more, I need you to open this crack.
Are you sure I can?
Not entirely, but you're the only one who possibly could.
Okay, I'll do it.
Open what? I still don't know what we're talking about. I see it now. What in the world?
He's doing it. He's really doing it. You were right.
Of course I was right.
I did it! How did I do that?
There's more to you than even you know. A lot of strength in that weird body of yours.
Thanks? Ruby, you've been acting really weird. Are you okay?
I'm fine, but my name's not Ruby. It's Fila.
What?
Don't worry. Ruby's still here. Hold on.
Hi, Simeon. I'm so glad you finally had a chance to meet Fila.
Oh, man. She's crazy.
What is going on?
It'll all make sense soon enough. See you on the other side, big boy.
Where am I?
Welcome to Ezradel's lab.
I've been here before. This place isn't fun.
His lab. What are these things in the cages?
His experiments. I would stand back from them if I were you.
Oh god. Is that thing in there human? That was a human arm.
Whatever it is, it's not human anymore.
Just what is it that Ezradel does here?
He researches and experiments on humans for the High Order.
Are we alone?
We should be. The lab is usually locked down this time of night. We luckily had an alternate route in.
Why did you bring me here?
Ezradel, Operation Union, your brother, me, they're all connected.
Right. You said your name was Fila. I found your name in my brother's notes.
Your brother was integral to me still being alive.
What does Ruby have to do with this? Is this some kind of consensual possession?
Believe me, I'd leave this body if I could.
You can't.
Fila, how long do we have to be here? This place scares me.
Hopefully not too long. We need to show Simeon the truth.
I know. I just don't like being back here.
Back here? You've been here before?
Not of our own volition. This is the place where our union was formed. Follow me. I want to show you something.
Ezradel uses a PC?
Yeah. He's a big fan of human tech. He's paid me a bunch of times to steal stuff from the human world for him.
Take a look on the computer. There should be a folder titled Operation Union.
I found it, but it requires a password.
I know it. Let me put it in. I've seen him type it in so many times while I was here. I have it memorized. There.
It's a bunch of videos.
He liked to do videos tracking his experiments. I guess it's so he can look back on them and keep track of potential problems. Play it.
Hello. This is Ezradel Zanrian, head of science and research for the Archeon High Order. Today, I begin my greatest experiment. Operation Union has finally received funding from the Order. We already have our test subjects available. Two Archeon found to be harboring a human. They appear to be siblings. Please state your name for the record. State your name!
Fella Stahn.
Fila Stahn.
That's you.
Was me. That version of me died a long time ago. Keep watching.
We also have two human specimens. The young man that was being cared for by our Archeon subjects. He has been identified as Zach Driscoll, a hunter for Augustin. The other is a young woman that was brought in by one of my assistants.
They kidnapped Ruby.
Do you want to talk about it, Ruby? No one even noticed I was gone.
What? No friends? No family looking for you?
I don't really have any family, and I don't know anyone that would realize I was missing. All my friends at school had grown up and moved on with their lives and moved out of Steamwood. The only thing I really had here was my job at the diner. Boss barely even noticed I was gone. He just thought I was slacking off. It wasn't like I could tell him the truth. I almost lost my job over it. All that trauma, I had to fight for my life to return to some semblance of normal.
I'm so sorry.
Thank you, but it's not your fault. You should keep watching.
Right. Right.
Allow me to explain the purpose of Operation Union. As you may or may not know, the standing hypothesis is that people that contain half Archeon and half human DNA have the potential to alter and shape the walls that separate us from the human world. Unfortunately, these biological hybrids are rare, so they're difficult to come by. Just one could bring our worlds together, but we have yet to get our hands on one. So the purpose of this operation is to see if we can skip the, well, sexual requirements of making a living thing. We will take a human subject and an Archeon subject and bond the two of them together. This goes far beyond just possession. The end result, we hope, will be more permanent.
Operation Union is the creation of artificial half-Archeons?
Yes. And you're looking at the operation's success.
He did this to you?
That's messed up.
You haven't even seen the process.
Do I have to?
It's not necessary, no.
If this operation succeeds, there is more potential to this than just removing the dimensional walls. I give you the half-human awakening. Most of their lives, a half-human being will live with their Archeon side being the less active half. In an awakening, the Archeon side becomes the more prominent part of their DNA. Sudden bursts in strength and agility, as well as other powers depending on the Archeon parent, is usually what can be expected of this. The timing of an awakening can't be determined. It could happen at a young age or later in the hybrid's life. With these half-humans created here, the goal is to have the Archeon side be the prominent half from the start. Think of the potential combative use this could bring. Soldiers with no limit to the strength they could bring. I will update these files further as experiments proceed.
This is bad. This is really bad. I'm glad Zack was able to escape from this.
What? Zack never escaped.
What are you talking about?
Hey, put him down!
Have you seen or spoken with Zack?
Yes, of course I have. He told me Velis helped him escape. Let go of me.
This isn't good at all. Simeon, he lied to you.
What?
Zack isn't who he says he is. There's no way Zack could have escaped. He never recovered from his injuries before.
Before what?
Simeon, I need you to watch the last video.
Why? What's in the video?
I don't know. I'm sure it was recorded after I escaped, but I hope it explains the outcome of Operation Union.
Why should I even trust you at this point?
Because you have a lot to lose if you don't.
It has been a month since my last update. Operation Union has taken an interesting turn. While both subjects of the Union were a success, we have lost one of our subjects. The female subject, Phila, broke out of her cell last month and is nowhere to be found on the premises. Much better news, however, is that our remaining subject, Velis, has finally finished his conditioning and has pledged loyalty to the Order. Isn't that right, Velis?
Yes, Lord Ezradel. I will aid in any way I can.
Oh, God!
Zack. No.
Zack is not your friend. In fact, he isn't even Zack anymore.
This is all my fault.
What?
If only I could have saved him 2 years ago. He might have still died, but he wouldn't have had to go through this.
Don't beat yourself too much up about it. This is a crazy turn of events for anyone.
Simeon, what about your dad and the other squad?
You're right. My dad and the others are in trouble. Zack is supposed to be taking them to save Jameson.
That's most definitely a trap. We've got to stop them.
I don't know where they are. We need to go back and tell Augustin.
Simeon Harrigold.
What? Did he just say my name?
I think he did.
Simeon Harrigold is a 22-year-old agent for Lionel Augustin. However, there is more than meets the eye to this young man. I was able to recover Zack Driscoll's memories before completing his union with Velis. I studied these memories for months, looking for information that might help us in our fight for the leak. That's where I discovered a certain conversation between the subject and Augustin regarding young Simeon.
Oh, no.
In this conversation, Augustin tells Zack in confidence that Simeon Harrigold, one of the new members of Indigo Squad, was in fact half-human and half-Archeon. For the first time, a biological hybrid that we can identify and locate. Better yet, we've discovered that the young man that we have in custody is his older brother. Finally, things are falling in our favor. We shall use the brother to draw Simeon out. We've also learned that he has supernatural dreams that he uses to help in cases. We've hired an Archeon that can manipulate dreams to send visions of Zack in his dreams. The Archeon says it's difficult to send these visions since Simeon lives so far from our location. We'll have to use some human nearby to boost the signal. I don't think it will matter who the human is. It'll probably cause them some cognitive dysfunction, but that's no issue to us. We'll use the combination of his brother and the visions in his dreams to draw him close to us. He'll either help us willingly, or Operation Union will have to reopen one last time. We hope that this operation will be a success. Further updates to come.
It was always about me. I'm the reason for all of this. Put my friends into so much danger. I was trying so hard to be a hero, but I fell for everything.
It's okay. You messed up pretty badly, but this isn't something you can't pull yourself out of. You're afraid you'll hurt your friends. Let's make it up to them. With everyone's strength combined, we can stop him.
I don't know if I can do it.
I believe in you.
I appreciate that. I don't know if I can do this, but I'll never know if I don't try.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
If they want me, they're going to have to kill me. I'm not going down without a fight.
I'm not really a fan of dying.
I won't let that happen to you.
Why are you being so nice to me? I thought you hated my guts.
I don't hate you. I just think you're really annoying.
Gee, thanks.
I need you with me on this, Erzon.
Fine. But only because I feel like we're becoming friends. I'm gonna have to charge you extra.
Let's just put this on my father's tab.
You got a deal.
Ruby, Fila, are you in?
You don't even have to ask me.
Fila's going to do most of the work, but I'm in.
Good. Let's get back and warn the others.
Jameson.
He doesn't appear to be hurt too badly.
Great. Let's grab him and get out of here.
What? Who's there?
It's me, Jameson. Hohenheim.
Winnie. Is that you?
Don't. Yeah. It's me.
This reunion is sweet and all, but we need to get out of here. We are behind enemy lines.
Where's Simeon?
He's back home. Safe.
Good. Run.
What?
It's all a trap. All of it.
What are you talking about?
Oh my god!
What do you think you're doing, Zack? Vernon, help me restrain him!
I don't think so.
This strength. Where did this come from?
Hey! Just who do you think you are? You asking for a fight? You got one!
Vernon! What is going on?
What is happening is that you've all fallen for every single trap I've planted for you.
Ezreal.
That's Ezreal?
Yes. Are you impressed?
No, I just thought you'd be taller.
What? How dare you? I'll admit, you all threw me off my plan just a bit,
but this is just as good. Not only do I have 4 hunters in my custody, I have also revealed a traitor in the High Order. Isn't that right, Hohenheim? Excellent work bringing them here, Velis. I know it wasn't our original plan, but you worked perfectly.
Thank you, sir.
Velis?
Yes. You see, Velis here is a scientific marvel of my creation. An Archaon soldier infused within the human body of Zach Driscoll. Biologically human, but with the strength of an Archaon.
You monster. What are you going to do with us?
I'd hand the hunters over to the rest of the High Order to decide their fates. You, however, I'm going to make you watch as I kill your son and usher in a new era of Archaon rule on Earth.
That's never going to happen.
Bold of you to say, but your injury doesn't give you much say on the matter.
If you think we're just going to let you do this, you have another thing coming.
The 4 of you are actually going to hand your weapons over.
And what makes you think that?
Because if you don't, Mr. Hohenheim here is going to lose his head. Excalibur is ready for anything.
Do what he says.
Thank you for your kind donations. Your weapon. Now.
I don't have one.
Velis, search her.
She's telling the truth.
Excellent. You 4 are going to stay in here like the good little hunters you are. Master Hohenheim and Jameson will be coming with us, however. We need to pay his son a visit. My men are taking over the manor as we speak. They won't know what hit them.
Augustine!
Simeon? What's going on?
Nancy, I need to speak to Sir Augustine urgently. Do you know where he is?
I'm right here. Wait, did you leave the house? Does your disobedience know no bounds?
It's not important right now. My dad and Cobalt are in trouble. Zach isn't who he says he is.
We know. Or at least, that's what we've theorized.
How did you figure that out?
It appears that Trevor was used in order to put Ezradel's plan into action.
I'm so sorry. The Wanderer, I mean Zach, tricked me.
This here is a map of Steamwood. The circle drawn on the map is the boundaries put up by the field around town. And the other markings are Trevor's recollections of the locations he built the stone towers.
The towers line up perfectly with the barrier. Except for one.
Yes, the one tower that doesn't line up is the one here in the garden, the exact center of the circle, the one you activated with your blood.
Zack's story is that he used the stones and your blood to open a temporary hole between worlds for him to jump through. We believe that the truth of the matter is, instead of opening a hole, a wall was created, trapping us all here.
I think you guys may be right. We have video proof that Zack is working with Ezradel.
I have them downloaded onto this drive.
Ruby? Simeon, you followed through with what Jameson wrote down.
I did. She showed me the truth. It isn't good.
I'm sorry, but who are you?
I'm an ally.
She's with me. She's given me more than enough reason to trust her.
Hand over the drive to me. I will examine its contents.
Guys! We got a problem!
What's going on?
We just looked out a window, and there's some really weird people outside.
Simeon, are you okay?
I'm sensing Archaon. A lot of them. I've never sensed this many before.
This is bad.
What are we going to do?
This house is supposed to be protected by magic. They shouldn't be able to get in by force.
Simeon, speak to me. What's going on?
Feels like my head is on fire. You completely have the house surrounded.
Great, that's fantastic news.
I am way too young to die.
Look, as long as we work together instead of bickering, we should be fine.
Oh no!
Simmy!
Mentally, Check on him, please, while I get an idea what we're facing.
Yes, sir. Simeon! Simeon! Stay with me. We need you.
There's too many. Need to escape.
What was that?
Trevor, go get Anzo and Hara. Make sure they're safe.
Yes, ma'am.
Don't worry, Veronica. Me and my agents will protect you and the others.
No. Get my son out of here. They don't want us.
Veronica!
Don't worry, Lionel. I'll stay behind and protect them.
Promise me! You have to promise me that you will keep him safe.
I promise. Manily, you will help me clear a way out of here. Boppy, Victor, you carry Simeon out of here.
Yes, sir.
Don't worry. We got you, Simmy.
We won't let them get you. I'll help you.
Good. We're leaving. Keep up with us.
Ugh, what is it, Agent? It's 3 a.m. This had better be good.
Yes, ma'am. We've kept a close eye on the Steamwood irregularity while camped outside of town. Something's happened.
What is something?
Follow me, ma'am.
What is going on in there?
Well, ma'am, it would appear the town is on fire.
Uh-huh. Thank you, Agent. I'll look into this further. Consider your shift over. Go get some rest.
Thank you, ma'am.
Protect me from you. What in the world is going on in there? It's
getting late. Ma'am, we have something you'll want to hear.
What is it?
As you know, cell service doesn't work inside of the bubble, which is why you haven't been able to reach anyone inside Steamwood. We have been testing communications throughout the electromagnetic spectrum to see if other forms of communication signals can pass through. We've been able to detect a faint radio frequency, one with a voice at the other end.
What is it saying?
Allow me to play it for you.
This is Melanie Reeves of Indigo Squad. Requesting any possible backup. We are alive, but in danger. Please send help.
Arkeon. Caleb Hughes as Simeon. Elizabeth Plant as Melanie. Addie Nofall as Poppy. Ethan McCabe as Victor. Sean Kadu as Razan. Connor Howard as Hohenheim. Callum Perry as Augustine. Kale Cusimano as Ezradel. Ali Ann as Veronica. Colin Peter as Octavian, and Cole Tuttle as Tully. Josh Edwards as Vernon, Del Bells as Celia, Alexandra Macedo as Ruby and Fila, Marcus Rothenberg as Jameson, Mason Wong as Trevor, Sirian as Catherine, Gwen Morgan as Sylvain, Christina Roberts as Nancy, Dustin Vong Nguyen as Sheriff Kowalski, Jack Paris as Anzo, Sarah Jen as Hara, and Sebastian Stagagner as Zach. Additional voices by Josh Spector, Trent Trachtenberg, Black Asura, and Abby Jones. Written, directed, and edited by Caleb Hughes. Follow our Twitter @ArkeonPodcast for updates and more content. See you next time.